Chippewa Falls Democrat Pat Kraetlow argued for passage of the Impartial Justice Act, which would provide a system of public financing for state Supreme Court candidates.
Very few people can argue with the fact that our state Supreme Court elections must be above board, must be above reproach, and must not have even a whiff of a hint that special interests are buying influence.
Nina Republican Mike Ellis voted for the bill, but not before taking a shot at special interests which support Democrats.
We need to get money out of the Supreme Court races. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm a little tired, Mr. President, of constantly hearing that all the evil money is on the Republican side.
Ellis and three other Republicans voted yes as the bill passed the Senate on a 23-10 vote. With the legislative session winding down, the measure faces an uncertain future in the Republican-controlled Assembly. From the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.